Bunny, I just wanted to say how much I love you. I know there's days when people say things and they don't mean it, but I want you to know I'm never gonna be that kind of person. I couldn't even if I wanted to be. It's just not who I am. And I'd much, much rather be there and make sure that even though I'm not the strongest, smartest, or bravest, I want to be brave for you, Bunny. I want you to have so much. And I want to make so much with you for the future that we can be proud of. I don't just want it to be one thing or another. I know I'm prone to rambling and panicking, but I want you to know I wouldn't stress over it so much or try so hard if you weren't worth my time, but you so are. You make life special, Bunny. And every time I kiss you, I blush like this, so it gets a little bit embarrassing, but no regrets. I really do love you more than anything. And whenever I get the chance, I really want to show it. I want to show that you don't have to worry about things like that. You can just be you. And I'll always, always be there to make you have a sweet moment. Or have someone to bear a moment with you. Because I know life isn't sunshine and rainbows. And Bunny, you don't have to view it like that. A lot of people are hopelessly positive, which can be just as bad as hopelessly negative. I think it's better to be positive, of course. But that doesn't mean you have to force yourself to. It doesn't mean you have to be someone who's always stuck in a rut. No, not like that kind of rut. But what I mean is, from today onward, don't try and face everything alone, okay, Bunny? You're not alone. And, well, I might struggle with my own confidence. I know I'm not alone in that. I know that you struggle with it too. That sometimes when you have something you want to do, you get crippling anxiety over it. And I know that's pretty normal for a lot of people, sadly. But that's why we have to work together and make sure that anxiety doesn't define us. That we do something and move forward properly. Because that's the least we could do. Make something of it and not let the anxiety win too much. Because I know it's really hard for you, Bunny. I know you've got a lot on your plate, and I'm proud of you for facing it so much, but you don't have to be so strong. Being too strong is bad too, just like being too positive to the point of delusion. There is a measure of groundedness. I'm not sure if that's the word. You get the point, don't you, Bunny? It's all about that. You have to make sure that you do and live the way you want to be proud to live. You don't have to live by anyone's standards, really. You just have to make sure your life is worth it to you. And I know, sadly, a lot of people don't view their lives as worth it, and it hurts. And I know you've been there, Bunny. I know you might still be there some days, but I really hope you'll cherish your life like I cherish you. You're a wonderful person with wonderful qualities that deserves a wonderful life. And it may seem like I'm just talking, but it's straight from my heart. In fact, I was so worried about you the other day when you said, that struggle, the one that brought you down to your knees, where you felt like there was nothing for you, like life wasn't worth it. I don't want any struggle or any sad time to make you think like that. And I know that sometimes it's almost inevitable that sometimes you can't always have things be like that. That it's hard. Life is hard, but it doesn't have to be empty. There is a purpose for you, Bunny. You just haven't found it yet. And I know that if you keep looking and you keep holding your head up high, you can definitely make it through this. I promise, Bunny. And I'll make sure that promise is a good one, because I'm not seeing you fall, and I'm not doing this without you, you know. So you're forbidden to leave me. I know it doesn't make sense that I'm making commands, because that's not usually my thing. But still, you gotta obey it, because there's no way I could live a happy life without you, Bunny. And I know, maybe that makes me clingy, but I don't know any other way to live. So please, won't you cherish our time, our love, everything we have together? We can make it something. Even if it's difficult right now, even if it's depressing right now, I know that depression can be beat. Even if people don't think it's possible, I think we together can. If we make our life at least the best it can be, then maybe the depression and anxiety will alleviate just a little. Maybe we'll be able to smile more than we're sad. And maybe while we're at it, we'll be able to make a moment that's just for us, you and me. Bunny, I just want to hold you. Would it be all right if I just held you in my arms right now? Thank you, Bunny. I can't tell you how much this means to me. You're the sweetest in the world to me, and I'm never gonna let you go, okay? No matter what happens, we're gonna get through this, okay? It doesn't matter who or what, or any kind of crazy thing that might happen with heroes or villains. You've got me. And I know it's not all flowers and rainbows, like I said, but you've at least got one shy boy who hopes to be your shy man for life and make sure along the way I bring lots of snacks for you and smiles. It would make me happy if I could make you smile even once a day. So, won't you spend just a bit of your time with me every day? Won't you just be there for me, Bunny? I want to be there for you too. I love you, Bunny. Never stop being the beautiful Bunny you are. You deserve the world and so much more. You make me smile and laugh. It makes me so happy. Never change, Bunny. And I'll never change either. And we'll make it through this crazy life we call life. Look, I didn't have the right word, but it was the best I got, you know? Thank you, Bunny, for being mine.